from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You're listening to the English program by The Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on voanews.id, application RRI Digital, and also the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. I'm Steve and we'll bring you more information about Indonesia. So stay tuned with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Here's the news first, the headlines. President Prabowo Free Nutritious Meal Program targets to create up to 5 million jobs.
Bali strengthens waste management with global cooperation. And here's the news in detail.
President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the government's commitment to creating millions of new jobs through the Free Nutritious Meal Program. The program not only focuses on fulfilling nutritional needs of the nation's children, but also is projected to be the driving force of the people's economy in all corners of the village. Full report by Kiki Purba.
Kita akan menciptakan 3-5 juta lapangan kerja.
On Monday, President Prabowo Subianto revealed that to date, the Free Nutritious Meal Program has succeeded in creating 1 million jobs for the people. During the national coordination meeting between the central and regional governments in Sentul, West Java, the president explained that currently there are more than 22,000 nutritious meal service units that are already operational nationwide.
Saya buktikan kepada saudara.
I prove to you that Prabowo Subianto, as President of the Republic of Indonesia, has now created 1 million jobs, only from the Free Nutritious Meals Program, or MBG.
In addition to the operation of the kitchens, the program ecosystem also creates a chain of economic impact for 10 to 20 local suppliers in each village that provide food supplies ranging from vegetable to meat. The government is targeting to continue increasing the reach of these programs to serve 82 million beneficiaries by the end of 2026. With these expansions, the potential for job creations is expected to increase dramatically, reaching 5 million people.
Di ujungnya, kalau kita sampai 82 juta,
in the end, if we reach 82 million, we will create 3 to 5 million jobs. We all understand that our people need jobs.
Kita semua faham, rakyat kita butuh pekerjaan.
The president emphasized that the success of the Free Nutritious Meal Program is clear evidence of the government's efforts to address the people's basic need for job while strengthening national nutritional security in a sustainable manner. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The Bali provincial government is strengthening coastal waste management by forming a special task force with support from the central government and international cooperation to protect environmental sustainability and tourism. Ofra has the details.
Bali Governor Iwayan Koster said the provincial government will accelerate waste management effort in coastal areas by establishing a special task force. As international attention to environmental issues in Bali continues to grow, he made the statement after attending the national coordination meeting of the central and regional governments in Sentul, Bogor, West Java on Monday. The accelerated measures align with support from the British government for the Bali provincial government in addressing waste management and traffic congestions. The commitment was conveyed by British Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia, Matthew Downing, during a meeting with Governor Koster on January 30. Governor Koster said Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's attention to Bali's waste problem has become an important foundation for strengthening coordination among government agencies. The provincial government believes a fast response on the ground is key to keeping beaches clean, as they remain one of Bali's main tourism attractions.
I would like to thank the President for giving special attention to Bali regarding waste. In handling this issue, we need about 2 to 3 hours for mobilization to make the area clean. Therefore, following the President's direction, we will immediately coordinate with the head of the Environmental Agency, the head of the Regional Disaster Management Agency, the head of the Education Office, as well as the military and the police. I will form a task force to stand by at the beaches, so when waste arrives, it can be cleaned up immediately.
Meanwhile, the British government has expressed its readiness to assist Bali through the use of technology and sustainable infrastructure, including in the waste management sector. The support includes waste management consultants, recycling systems, and public education to encourage changes in community behavior. British Deputy Ambassador Downing also views Bali as a strategic partner, particularly in tourism and education. The number of British tourists visiting Bali continues to rise and is projected to reach around 350,000 visits by 2026, making environmental issues increasingly important for the island's long-term sustainability. Ofarina, Voice of Indonesia.
In recent days, Indonesia has faced sharp fluctuations in the Indonesia Composite Index, or IDX, which briefly reached a trading halt level. Yesterday, the Financial Services Authority, together with the parties, concluded a crucial meeting with a team of analysts from global index provider Morgan Stanley Capital International, or MSCI. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
Proactive steps were taken by the Indonesian Financial Services Authority, the self-regulatory organization, and the National Investment Management Agency, Danantara. Through intensive meetings with a team of analysts from global index provider Morgan Stanley Capital International, the chair of Financial Services Authority, who is also deputy chair of its board of commissioners, Friderika Widyasari Dewi, disclosed it at the press conference held at the Indonesia Stock Exchange, Jakarta, on Monday, February 2nd. In her explanation, she emphasized that even though the domestic market is under pressure, there are positive signals that should be noted, namely that foreign investors have started to record net buying, ending the net selling trend that had occurred over the previous few days.
Setelah 4 hari asing net sell, pada hari ini asing mencatatkan net buy sebesar...
After 4 days of foreign net sell, today, foreign investors recorded a net buy of 654.9 billion rupiah. So this is the good news that foreign investors are buying today, after 4 days of net sell yesterday.
In line with optimism regarding the return of foreign capital flows, the chief executive of Capital Market Derivatives and Carbon Exchange Supervision, Hassan Fauzi, also presented the result of discussion with MSCI. He revealed that concrete solution proposals had been submitted. This step was specifically designed to address MSCI's main concerns regarding the Indonesian capital market.
Untuk reminder saja, apa yang menjadi concern MSCI itu sangat align atau selaras dengan beberapa program.
Just as a reminder, MSCI's concerns are very much in line with several of our action plans that our chairwoman Kiki announced yesterday out of a total of 8 action plans. Specifically, these relate to the transparency cluster, which concerns the disclosure of ultimate beneficial ownership, as well as liquidity to encourage an increase in free float as a new policy in our capital market.
As a form of concrete commitment, capital market regulators will tighten transparency and increase the portion of public shares or free float in order to boost liquidity. Closing her statement, Frederica Widyasari Dewi urged investors to remain calm and not panic despite the trading halt given Indonesia's solid economic fundamentals. Meanwhile, Hasan Fauzi added that technical coordination will continue and the government promises to provide regular updates to the public until a final agreement is reached with the global index provider. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Russian Ambassador to Indonesia Sergei Gennadievich Tolchanov said that bilateral relations between Russia and Indonesia have continued to develop steadily and constructively for more than seven decades. He made the remarks in conjunction with the 76th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Russia and Indonesia, established on February 3, 1950. In an official statement issued by the Embassy of the Russian Federation in Jakarta on Tuesday, Ambassador Tolchanov said both countries continue to maintain an active political dialogue through regular contacts between leaders in order to expand cooperation across various strategic sectors.
Over more than seven decades, bilateral cooperation has been developing steadily and constructively across a wide range of areas. Russia and Indonesia maintain an active political dialogue, including regular contacts between leaders, parliaments, and governmental agencies, as well as consistent efforts to expand cooperation in trade and investment, science and technology, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges.
Ambassador Tolchanov also said that Russia and Indonesia share the same views in supporting a multipolar world order. He added that cooperation within multilateral frameworks, including BRICS, is considered to play an important role in promoting inclusive development and strengthening constructive dialogue at the global level. Furthermore, Ambassador Tolchanov emphasized that Russia remains committed to deepening cooperation with Indonesia through the development of various joint initiatives and mutually beneficial practical projects.
Jakarta is once again in the spotlight, not only for international film industry, but also for K-pop fans worldwide. Lisa, a member of Blackpink, is reported to be filming in the movie Extraction Tiger at several locations across Jakarta and Tangerang. More detail by Hasna.
Lisa Blackpink's presence in Indonesia has been scheduled from January 28 to February 7, 2026. The filming is reported to be carried out at various locations within the jurisdiction of the Greater Jakarta Metropolitan Police, including several areas in Jakarta and its surroundings. According to the head of public relations of the Metro Jaya Police, Senior Commissioner Judy Hermanto, the filming locations include a number of strategic areas such as Kota Tua, Batavia Castle, the CTC Building, Jembatan Baru, Muara Baru, Cikini Hospital, as well as locations in Bekasi and Depok. Support from strengthening Jakarta film ecosystem has also been expressed by the Jakarta provincial government. Speaking at the Jakarta Future Festival held at Taman Ismail Marzuki last July 15, 2025, Jakarta Vice Governor Rano Karno reaffirmed the local government's commitment to developing Jakarta as a cinema city, including through the establishment of the Jakarta Film Commission as one-stop service for national and international film productions.
Insyaallah 2027.
God willing, in 2027, Jakarta will establish the Jakarta Film Commission in all its aspects, and hopefully we will be able to host international film festivals.
In addition to Extraction Tiger, Jakarta has previously been used as a filming location for several international movies, including After the Dark in 2013 and Black Hat in 2015. This further strengthened Jakarta's position as a city with significant potential in the global film industry. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that's the news. Coming up next is a commentary titled Indonesia Transforms Social Assistance into Job Opportunities by Anna Trijayakasi.
Amidst the global economic slowdown and increasing labor market pressures, many countries are seeking innovative ways to create jobs. Indonesia has chosen a unique approach, turning social programs into economic drivers. The free nutritional meal program was initially designed to ensure adequate nutrition for the public, particularly school-age children and pregnant women. However, the Indonesian government envisions a broader impact. It operates through thousands of production kitchens across various regions, absorbing local labor, connecting farmers and small businesses, and driving the national food supply chain. Its free nutritional meal program kitchen requires cooks, distribution workers, food suppliers, and logistics managers. By expanding the program, the government aims to gradually create millions of jobs while still fulfilling its social objectives. For the international community, Indonesia's experience offers a different perspective on job creation. While many countries rely on large investments or heavy industry, Indonesia seeks to build job opportunities from the most basic needs of the people. The free nutritional meal program demonstrates how social policy can serve a dual purpose as a safety net and an economic driver. Of course, the success of this program will depend on its implementation and budget sustainability. However, amid the global search for a more inclusive development model, Indonesia's initiative provides a concrete example of how social and economic goals can go hand in hand. That was commentary.
pada berdebat dan salah tingkah dengan dirimu. Dulu ku cinta rasanya sama, meski waktu berbeda. Mungkin cinta habis di orang lama. Yang benar saja kini ku percaya. Kamu lagi ujung-ujungnya yang akan aku pilih jadi satu-satunya. Kamu jangan kemana-mana, menetaplah di hati, habiskan waktu sama. Ku ingat lembut jarimu, belai pipiku, buatku malu. Mungkin cinta habis di orang lama. Yang benar saja kini ku percaya. Kamu lagi ujung-ujungnya yang akan aku pilih. Kamu jangan kemana-mana, menetaplah di hati, habiskan waktu sama-sama. Kan ku biarkan aromamu melekat di tubuhku. Kan ku terima yang akan aku pilih jadi satu-satunya. Kamu jangan kemana-mana, menetaplah di hati, habiskan waktu sama.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sangka dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali kupikirkanmu. Salahkan meski kau banyak hati yang memuja.
Listener, the situation of the Indonesian Stock Exchange has been a trending topic in the country and also in the region. And recently, the government has also met with the MSCI and to know the view of the practitioners of the economy. Here, coming up next is the VOI talk titled Indonesia Stock Exchange Situation with Deputy Director of INDEF, Eko Listianto.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, Morgan Stanley Capital International, or MSCI, has put on hold a number of adjustments to Indonesia's equity indices following investor concerns over the transparency of share ownership structures and the quality of available free flow data. And this caused massive changes in the Indonesia Stock Exchange. And to know more about this, joining us today, Deputy Director of Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, Mr. Eko Listianto. Good afternoon, Mr. Eko Listianto. Thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Mbak Rahma.
Pak Eko, first of all, could you please elaborate more about the MSCI first and why its policy caused Indonesia's stock fall?
Okay, yeah. MSCI is a major rating agency in the world. Yeah, I think this is one of the best reference for the global investor to exit or to entry in a country stock market. So when they announce something about the index, this is will become reference for the global investor, and with the new announcement about the question about the transparency in Indonesia stock market, especially about the ownership of stock in Indonesia, it will give I think shock for the investor, not just for the global investor but also for the domestic investor. And we know after that our stock market facing a trading halt, and we hope this situation will be better after some of the change in institution, I think, like OJK and also the regulator.
What is the biggest impact actually of this stock downfall to Indonesia's economy?
Yeah, I think the biggest impact for the economy, yeah, because the stock market is the one of the source of liquidity. Yeah, so if the stock market don't fall, it will impact to the whole of the economy, especially to support the liquidity, yeah, and to make sure that we can maintain our economic growth. Yeah, without stability in our stock market, it's difficult, yeah, to achieve our target, yeah, especially on economic growth, and also it will impact to the sum of the other market like exchange rate market, yeah, and our currency market, and also to the obligation or bond market also will be get the impact from this situation. Yeah.
Then how can Indonesia rise from this downfall, Pak Eko?
Yeah, of course, we need to obey, we need to make sure that the recommendation from MSCI will be implemented in Indonesia step by step, and we need to give update for the market itself, yeah. What does we give the progress for this recommendation? So I think, yeah, the next step is make sure that the recommendation from MSCI will be implemented in our stock market, and the other action that we needed from the regulator is to make sure that the investor will be optimism again, especially with the action from the regulator, and also actually to communicate about the whole of our economy. It's actually give a good support, like our macroeconomy is still good, yeah, and yeah, we hope with this more transparency, yeah, more governance, it will give a positive effect, yeah, for our stock market.
What more things that needs to be done to make the market better?
Yeah, I think to make the market better, of course, obey the transparency. And the second thing is we need to make sure that our stock market is still in this status, yeah, emerging market, not become a frontier market, yeah, because if we become a frontier market like MSCI give our warn, yeah, the situation will be worse, yeah, than today, yeah.
And in short, what are the most important steps to fix all of this?
Yeah, of course, the most important is we know that some of the recommendations from MSCI, especially to make market more transparent, need a big effort, I think, for the Indonesian stock market, because this is not just about the how to announce the ownership, yeah, about the stock, but also how to make like optimism and credibility in the market. And this is, I think, I know this is not easy, but we need to make sure that it will obey with regulator, yeah, and make sure that we not become a frontier market status. This will give us another challenge, yeah, like in the bond market and also in currency market. Yeah.
And lately, Financial Services Authority of Indonesia, or OJK, has met with MSCI, right, proposing a plan. So how effective would they be, do you think?
Yeah, of course, this is a good signal, actually, because there is communication between regulator with the rating agency, yeah. And after this meeting, also give a clear what the next step will do, yeah, by the regulator. But yeah, for the market itself, I think it's not enough. Yeah, we need to make sure that not just action plan. Yeah, we need make sure that this action, not just plan. Yeah, because it will. We have actually we face limited time, Mbak Rahma. Yeah, it will. It just maybe a few months. Yeah, from now. So we need to make sure that regulator will implement that what they plan. Yeah.
Okay, not merely plans, but actions. And could this be one of the effective actions from the state assets fund, Danantara, that plans to inject funds into the stock market? How do you think feasible is it?
Yeah, this is also the one of the solution, I think, yeah. Danantara entry to the market and maybe it will be make a positive effect, yeah, in this situation. But we know, yeah, Danantara is a big SOEs, yeah, or SVF, sovereign wealth fund. But to enter in our market, we need to make sure that Danantara just buy a good stock. Yeah, I think it's important because it will also give effect for the credibility of the Danantara for the long term. Yeah.
And in convincing investors now, what other move needs to be taken in your view?
Yeah, I think overall our stock market is still a good prospect, especially after the regulator will make sure that we will implement a better regulation, yeah, better governance and transparency for the future. So I think overall, we hope that all of our investors still make this stock market in Indonesia attractive, yeah, and with the development of the economic overall, yeah, we will see that. I think, yeah, the worst case is happen, and let's start to the new optimism.
Optimism, okay, that's the key, especially still early year of 2026. Hopefully, Indonesia Stock Exchange will get better with plans and feasible actions. So, Mr. Eko Listianto, Deputy Director of INDEF, thank you so much for joining us on VOI Talk. Well, VOI listener, that's a talk with Deputy Director of Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, about the situation of the Indonesia Stock Exchange. Stay tuned for more insightful talks on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Bali, the tourist destination choices, which is not only the beaches. Bali also has wonderful waterfalls. One of them is called Tukat Cepung Waterfall. This waterfall offers a unique and captivating views because the water flows from the top of the cave. It is located in Penida Kelot Village, Bangli Regency, and is within Dalam Penida Kelot Temple. From the center of Denpasar, Tukat Cepung can be reached by an hour and 20 minutes drive, or around 40 kilometers. To enter Tukat Cepung Waterfall, it costs 30,000 rupiah, or about $2 per pax. This waterfall is considered as hidden waterfalls because it takes around 20 minutes walk. Tukat Cepung Waterfall is located within canyon flanked by rocky cliffs. So to see this waterfall, you must enter the cave first. This waterfall has 15 meters of height and located under the cave. The depth of the water is not so deep, only around 30 centimeters, so it's safe to play water underneath. Listeners, listeners, besides enjoying the freshness of Tukap Cepung Waterfall, don't forget to capture the beauty of this waterfall. There are many photo spots there. One of the spots that often chosen is at the large rock covered with moss. It's because the sunlight shines directly from above, so it looks exotic. It's recommended to come at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Indonesia time. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Department Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bali.
Which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about
berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who is recording a vlog at Padang Bay Seaport in Bali. Chris was about to board a ferry with his motorcycle to Lombok. When he was vlogging, he heard people shooting at the motorists who cut in line. Let's listen to the monologue.
Halo semua, siang ini saya berada di Pelabuhan Padang Bayi, Bali. Saya mau naik feri ke Lombok dengan motor saya. Sebentar, kenapa orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak? Oh, ternyata ada pengendara motor yang menyalip antrean.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic,
berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting. We will say it slowly, and please repeat after us.
Kenapa,
which means why,
orang-orang itu,
which means those people,
berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting.
Kenapa orang itu berteriak-teriak?
Which means, why are those people shouting?
Siang ini.
Which means, this noon.
Pelabuhan Padang Bay.
Which means, Padang Bay Seaport.
Naik.
Which means, aboard.
Ferry.
Which means, ferry.
Motor.
Which means motorcycle.
Pengendara motor.
Which means motorist.
Sebentar.
Which means a moment.
Ternyata.
Which means it turns out.
Menyalip antrian.
Which means cutting in line. In the monologue, you heard the expression.
Kenapa orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak?
Which means, why are those people shouting? There is the phrase
berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting, which in this case also literally means
berteriak berkali-kali.
which means shouting for many times. The phrase
berteriak-teriak, berteriak-teriak,
which meant to shout or to yell, and literally means exclaiming with a loud voice. In this, Chris was describing the people who kept shouting for many times by saying,
orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak, orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak,
which means those people are shouting. Here is another example. Let's hear some other examples of repetitive or continuous activity.
Berbisik-bisik, berbisik-bisik,
which means whispering.
Saya mendengar mereka berbisik-bisik membicarakan saya. Saya mendengar mereka berbisik-bisik membicarakan saya.
Which means I heard them whispering about me.
Bermain-main, bermain-main,
which means playing.
Gadis kecil itu bermain-main di dek kapal. Gadis kecil itu bermain-main di dek kapal.
Which means the little girl was playing at the deck.
Kapal, kapal.
Or ship is a water transportation. Obviously, there are other water transportations besides ships. They can be
ferry, ferry,
which means ferry.
Perahu, perahu,
which means boat.
Kapal pesiar, kapal pesiar,
which means yacht.
Rakit, rakit,
which means raft.
Kapal selam, kapal selam,
which means submarine. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the monologue.
Halo semua, siang ini saya berada di Pelabuhan Padang Bayi, Bali. Saya mau naik feri ke Lombok dengan motor saya. Sebentar, kenapa orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak? Oh, ternyata ada pengendara motor yang menyalip antrean.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
berteriak-teriak, berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting. We hope today's edition will be useful for you. And for those who want to know more about Indonesian language, I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Farno Olivia.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Apa hancurnya aku, bunga yang dulu begitu indah, perginya entah kemana. Aku sakit hati, kau terbangkan ku ke awan, lalu jatuhkan ke dasar jurang. Aku sakit dan ku tak mengerti, ku berikan mimpi indah, namun kenyataan tak seindah mimpi. Sadar kini cinta tak senyuman itu.
maka cintamu yang selama ini untukku. Yeah, yeah, oh. Aku sakit hati, terbakar.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a special Malay song called Dumai Kota Idaman, or Dumai the Dream City. It's a song by Durasi, a band of police officers from Dumai, Riau, Indonesia. Durasi itself is actually an acronym for Dumai Bayangkara Presisi. Dumai Kota Idaman was written by AKBP Nur Hadi Ismanto. Kota Idaman or Dream City is a slogan from the city of Dumai, a city known for its independence, civilized, and comfortable. The lyrics describe Dumai as a dream city, trustworthy, clean, and harmonious. It's a place where investments thrive through its evolving port, trade, industry, and tourism. This peaceful and secure atmosphere makes Dumai a city anyone would dream of living in. Once you visit, you'll want to return. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Durasi with Dumai Kota Idaman. Happy listening.
Rasakan hangat bersahabat. Setiap sudut senyuman menyambut, santun ramah warga menyapa, alamnya membuat tenang jiwa. Bunga kuncup harum wangi, ditanam subur di pinggir kali. Sungguh tak cukup datang sekali, pasti hatimu kan rindu lagi. Kota ini kota idaman, mandiri beradab juga nyaman. Tempat investasi amanah, bersih semarak rukun dan indah. Pelabuhan perdagangan industri, wisata maju sejahtera. Harmonis tertib tentram dan aman. Kota idaman, ayo ke Dumai, ayolah ke Dumai, ayo datanglah ke Dumai. Kota idaman, kota yang nyaman, sekali datang sejuta kenangan. Kepingan surga yang istimewa, prima rona bumi lancang kuning lancang. Investasi amanah, bersih semarak rukun dan indah. Pelabuhan, perdagangan, industri, wisata.
kita maju sejahtera, harmonis tertib, tentram dan aman. Dumai indah, dumai kota idaman.
Thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia, and we wish to bring you more information about Indonesia.
If you have more to say, feel free to contact us at our Facebook page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or our email at voilisteners@gmail.com.
Well, listener, thank you very much for listening. I'm Steve.
And I'm Kyra.
Stay tuned with us on Air Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world.